JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, more than 20,000 people expected to visit the National Indoor Sports Center for Expo Jamaica this weekend. And later, an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he and
me. Parents gone to work, them a do the match. We a girl if it's cool, me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes, me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear, I fi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that, 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 that. Match in the schools need to improve, that, that, that. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match a fi me, match a fi you, that, that, that.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Hundreds of exhibitors and potential buyers are gearing up for Expo Jamaica 2018, which is literally hours away. The Jamaica Manufacturers Association and Jamaica Exporters Association are collaborating with the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, for the biennial trade show's 46th staging from April 19 to 22 under the theme Advancing Breakthroughs. Among the new features this year is a Jamaica Emerging Manufacturers and Services Gems Village. Executive Director of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, Imega Breeze McNabb, says the setting up of the village is aimed at enhancing the experience of patrons while creating opportunities for micro and small business interests.
Our landscape is made up of a large number of micro and small manufacturers and service providers. So, as an expo organizing committee, we decided that we wanted to have them in the show. We wanted to expose them to these over 20,000 people that walk through over the 4 days. So we dedicated 42 spaces, which have now been increased because of the demand, at a reduced price, $40,000, that they could come in and actually exhibit. The take-up has been tremendous, and we have companies from all sectors, jewelry, craft, processed food, nutraceuticals, you name it, they're there.
Expo Jamaica 2018 will be held at the National Arena and National Indoor Sports Center in Kingston. General admission is $800 for adults, $200 for children under 12. Toddlers and babies under 2 get in free. Schedule info and tickets are available online at expojamaica.com.jm.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that monitors our progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30th.
And before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and the JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism fact from Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan.
Many of the children with a mild form are actually not diagnosed until they're in high school, and some of them not diagnosed until adulthood. Many of you went to school with persons who are on the spectrum, and they were probably considered a little odd, socially awkward. They were never the life of the party. They did their work, but they were quiet. And many persons go undiagnosed. And one of the problems with the children is that because the other children sometimes identify them as being a little odd, they are often the victims of bullying and teasing.
Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.